This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. Sean Economy here. You bumped Bill Watkins 10 years ago for a crusty old has-been like Buddy Hackett, and now you've got a real bloody star on the phone? What are you going to do with me, Mark? Oh, never mind, Mark. You haven't the brass stones to even make a decision. I'll make one for you. Go ahead and talk your economic blather with Bill Watkins, and you can kiss my brambly...
Dirk Brants voiced and produced that himself. He's a techno guy, so he put in the dial tone for the hang-up. Very clever. That goes back to the early 2000s, maybe around 2004 or 5 or 2003. You'd have to look up when who's the comedian? Does he mention the comedian in there?
Buddy Hackett
was inadvertently on my program, told a real estate story, and he died 2.5 months later. And so we'd have to look that up, and then we'd know I was interviewing Bill Watkins, and Buddy Hackett just kind of was in the hallway, and I used to take a break on the half-hour break. There used to be news on the half-hour, so I went into the kitchen to grab some coffee, and he was standing there. I go, Buddy Hackett? Anyway, he ended up spontaneously coming in and delivering a real estate story. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Jesse Smollett, accusing Hope Ranch of redlining, and he's going to come on the program. Not really, but last night I happened to watch on News Nation caught the better part of this recap of Jesse Smollett and his Chicago trial. What a bizarre story. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year to date, we'll take a look at in the first segment. Second segment, have you bought a house recently? You know what it's like to represent a buyer today for real estate agents? I've got the form, I'll tell you. And maybe we'll even write an offer together. So we got the first 6 months of, we got year to date, going back to 2017, days on market, take a look at. And then I added the first 6 months of 2025 to compare 6 month periods going back to 2022. But first, the pending. What's pending and at what median price? For the last 65 weeks, I've decided to write down the end of the week what the median price is of what's pending. Kind of tell the future. We have 77 listings pending for the week ending July 18th, 2025, the 29th week of the year. And the median price, just under $2.7 million. Now, it varies. Last week, it was $2.6 million. And the week before that, it was just under $2.3 million. Then $2.5, $2.7, $2.3, it bounces around. If you have a lot of high-end closings, you remove some of those pending listings. So 77 is a good number, and we're year-to-date, we're doing well in the number of sales. But that's where we are at with pending. 77 pendings, median price $2.7 million. The year-to-date median price still at just under $2.6, $2,595. Last year-to-date, it was $2,250. And again, 2022 through 2025, very, very even keeled on the median price. And with the exception of 2022, where we had 19.24 sales per week for the first 29 weeks, we dropped to just over 13, then just over 15, and today just over 17 sales per week. So it's funny, almost to the decimal point, looking back, 2023, 2024, and 2025, the first 29 weeks of the year, we've gone up basically two sales per week, 13, 15, 17. Has a few decimal points, but it's close. And what about the days on market? going back to 2023 for the first 29 weeks. It was 10 days on market, median, then 11 days on market, and today 16 days on market for the first 29 weeks of the year. Now, I went back to 2017, and the first 29 weeks of the year, we had about 29 sales per week in 2017. Then going forward, 19, almost 20, under 18. The unicorn year, 2021, over 27.3 sales per week for the first 29 weeks of the year. Then again, just over 19 sales per week in 2022, and then in 2023, dropping to 13, and then the next year, 15, and this year, 17 sales per week. Median price back in 2017 for the first 29 weeks of the year was $1,255,000, and now it's $2.6 million. It hit $2 million in 2021, and again, 2022, 2023, 2024, it was like $2,250,000, basically. I kept waiting for this to subside, this median price at $2.6 million. It was even higher earlier in the year. And again, Montecito and Hope Ranch helping along. It was last month I took out Montecito and Hope Ranch, and the year-to-date median price was $2.1 million compared to $2 million the previous year. But Montecito only, $6,450,000, 25 days on market. Last year, Montecito, first 29 weeks of the year, it was $5.5 million, 27 days on market. And the year before that, $5.5 million, 2021, $5 million. And then Montecito, median price was more like $3 million, high $2 million, going back to 2017 through 2019. Okay. So that's year to date. Oh, so I did the first 6 months of 2025. Average 17.42 sales per week, days on market 15. So that's 26 weeks. As mentioned, the first 29 weeks, well, we're up to 16 days on market, not 15 for the first 6 months. And we have 17.03 sales per week versus 17.42 sales per week for the first 6 months of 2025. And going back, when you start the first six-month period back in 2022, we had almost 20 sales per week. First 6 months of 2022, almost 20 sales per week. Median price, $2,320,000. The second 6 months of 2022 is when interest rates changed, and we dropped to just under 15 sales per week. So you go from like 20 to 15. That's a hell of a drop. The first and second 6 months of 2022, median price went from $2,320,000 to $1,950,000. First 6 months of 2023 and the second 6 months of 2023, virtually identical, except for the fact that months later, someone added a sale. It was basically had 344 sales per week for both period, but it virtually identical. And median price, again, $2,250,000. First 6 months of 2024 and the second 6 months of 2024, also the same as 2023 in terms of identical numbers, 15.4 sales per week, 15.3 sales per week. Median price, $2,275,000, $2,150,000. So very balanced. So the big disparity was in 2022, comparing the first and second 6 months due to the interest rate. For some reason, in 2024, the first 6 months, I put down days on market 11. Second 6 months of 2024, days on market 18. First 6 months of 2025, days on market 15. Well, that's a comprehensive year-to-date view. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Oh, I did take a look at the median price of inventory. We have almost 300 listings active. Median price, $4,150,000. Last year, 236 listings active. Snapshot in time for the week ending July 18th, 2025, 29th week of the year. And So the median price, very similar. Going back to 2023, we only had 170 listings on the market, median price of 3.8. Year before that, 2022, we had 174 listings on the market. And year before that, 132 listings on the market in 2021. Of course, 2021, everything was selling. That helped. So 297 is pretty good. It's close to 2020, where we had 282. It's actually higher, isn't it? You got to go back to 2019 to a robust inventory 4 years in a row when we had in the mid-400s. So we're still hysterically low. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back with what buyers are facing when they want to just look at a house, let alone buy a house. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.